I'm here today with Roko Belich, an Academy Award-nominated film director whose latest venture is a documentary-style film called Happy. Roko, thanks for joining us here today. What inspired you to make the film Happy?
I got a phone call from a friend of mine about 6 years ago, a guy named Tom Shadyac, and he said he had read an article in the New York Times about happiness. And essentially what it said was, America is one of the richest countries in the world, but nowhere near the happiest. We're down at number 25. And Tom, at the time, was living in a 17,000 square foot mansion on 7 acres because he had made blockbuster comedy films like The Nutty Professor and Bruce Almighty and Liar Liar. And he said, I have all this money. My colleagues in the field are even richer and even more successful and talented than I am. And I noticed every day for the last 15 years that my gardener and my housekeeper are happier than many of the movie stars and producers I work with every day in Hollywood. He said, so I know it doesn't make us happy. I want to know what does. And I'd love to explore that in a documentary film. And I think we should do that together. And I said, that sounds excellent.
We live in a society that many people, including myself, believe is stuck in this never-ending rat race that promises empty, shallow prizes, you know, such as money and other ideas of success. How does your film address those concepts?
It doesn't take a lot of brain power to recognize that there's a certain irony in the way that our society is set up, where we work longer and longer hours in order to make money to buy things that are only fulfilling temporarily. For example, if you have an iPhone 3, as soon as iPhone 4 comes out, you want that. And pretty soon all of us will want we already do want the iPhone 5. The rat race is a good way to think about it, that we can buy things, they fulfill us for a short time, but not forever. And yet we need to keep working more to buy those things that then stop fulfilling us. And it's this endless cycle. What Happy does is explores more meaningful and longer lasting sources of happiness. So we know that eating chocolate, or maybe even for the first few days or even weeks of getting your new iPhone, that can bring some joy to you. But Happy explores the more longer lasting sources.
What do you think makes people happy?
Well, you know, I got to study happiness for the last 6 years while making this film. And one of the most remarkable discoveries is that a person's values have a huge impact on their happiness. So if you value money and power and fame and good looks and social status, if you prioritize those things, whether you achieve them or not, you are less likely to be happy than if you prioritize your friendships, your relationships, your community, cooperating with people and wanting to make the world a better place. So it doesn't mean you even have to do those things. Simply caring about a certain genre of things impacts your happiness, which is amazing to me because, you know, it's difficult for all of us to become rich and famous and good-looking and talented, but it's pretty easy for us to decide what we care about.
I personally see a lot of people in my generation that are constantly chasing after these dreams that aren't being fulfilled, and then they're completely disillusioned and often depressed. Do you think there's a way to change our society to think?
Well, definitely. You know, since the beginning of human society, there have always been conflicting ideals and ideologies and ways of living, and some are more healthy for our happiness and some are less healthy. And there are many examples around us every day of people whose lives and whose ways of living can inspire us to live more genuinely healthy, fulfilling, and happier lives. Another great lesson I learned while making this film that I didn't know of before is that happiness, to a large extent, is within our control. I thought that you were either sort of born grumpy and pessimistic, or you were just born optimistic and happy. It turns out that a huge percentage of our happiness is within our control. Scientists have tried to quantify it very specifically, and they say roughly 40% of our happiness is the result of things that we choose to do. So things we choose to believe in, we choose to care about, activities we choose to engage in, have a huge impact on our happiness. So we can not only change ourselves, but by extrapolating, of course, we can change our society at the same time.
And do you think that, you know, with the different political movements that are going on right now, society is stepping towards that?
Yeah, let's say the Occupy movement is a really interesting one because there's a lot of data now that shows that countries where there's the widest gap between rich and poor tend to be less happy than countries where people tend to be somewhere in the middle in terms of economic prosperity. And that's interesting to me. It makes sense because it's also not easy to do a solution from that because at the same time, communist countries are amongst the least happy countries in the world, and even former Soviet Union bloc countries. So it's not that communism or making everybody equal is what makes people happy, but we do know that making people extremely unequal makes us unhappy.
So it's more about finding that balance of power that we seem to be lacking.
Well, that's right. It's a balance not only of economic standing, but also of giving people a certain amount of individual freedom. You know, that's one thing that we cherish in America, and that's been very beneficial to our happiness, where we have options choices of what to study in school or what careers to engage in as we get out of school. But there's a certain amount of importance that we may need to place a little more of on things like a social net, on a sense of security within your community, a sense of support from your community, even from your government.
I know you're doing a lot of screenings right now with the film. If you could say anything to the people that are going to be seeing this film or won't have the opportunity to, who are searching for happiness in their lives, what would you say to them?
That happiness is within your control. It doesn't mean that anybody who's depressed or has serious mental health issues can just decide to become happy. I'm not saying that. And for some people, they need a clinical help. But for most of us, most of the time, we can choose through our conscious action to become happier, healthier, and more fulfilled in our lives. And it's actually an extremely important decision to make, because just about everything that we strive for in life, a good relationship, finding the husband or wife of your dreams, finding the job of your dreams, being loved by your friend, contributing to your society, all of those things benefit from being happy.
Rocco Belich, thank you so much for joining us here today, Annenberg Radio News.